It is John Gibbons with Dave Powell with an ownership update, a finance update. We need a better name for the show, to be honest with you, Dave, but that's not you for you to worry about. You turn up and with all the knowledge, and I appreciate it, and I try my best to understand the big words. But Dave, thanks for coming in again anyway. I appreciate your time.
Pleasure to be in, as always, John. Yeah, it's when we started this, everything seemed to be really hotting up for something to happen. It's kind of all died a death a bit, but there's still got plenty to chew the fat, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that it's gone quiet, and it's maybe a little bit of a surprise. I think both of us, you know, you more informed than me, obviously, were suggesting that maybe the summer would be a time. It feels like we're further away. The Manchester United stuff's interesting as well, because, you know, that's been more of an open kind of process, really. But just when you think that's nearing an end, it feels like that's dragging on a lot as well. Everton look like they might have some investors, but they're maybe a bit more desperate in terms of getting some money, and the Liverpool United. But I guess looking around, it is a bit of a reminder that it's, you know, these things are more complicated than sometimes you wish them to be.
Yeah, I mean, people are all searching for different things there in those three examples. I mean, we've spoken previously about the Glazers wanting to keep hold of United for the highest possible price. I mean, they're kind of got rhino skin, haven't they? They don't really pay too much mind to protest and whatnot. People have been doing that for a long time, but they're just waiting for the biggest bid that they think they can get, which will... I mean, the other option for them is to stay and kind of get the value which will arrive in the future years, but maybe they just think now is the right time to check out with a big bid. Everton needed financing options to complete the stadium. Well, yep. Not to complete the stadium build, but for the next tranche of investment into the stadium build. And they also needed some fresh expertise, fresh capital, fresh ideas, and also to clean house a little bit. So they've looked like they're almost assured to bring in MSP Sports Capital in the coming weeks. That's a deal which is, because of Everton's financial situation, that's a deal which all the leverage is really with the investors. So they're doing it through this preferential share structure, which is essentially loans with kind of warrants that you can call in, and you can accrete that into equity in the club further on down the line. So all the leverage lay with them, because Mashiri needed to find a willing investor. And then you come to Liverpool, FSG are searching for something entirely altogether. I mean, they're not looking for a sale. They have the leverage. They don't need to. You know, there isn't a glaring need for them to do anything right now. But I was previously at the start of the year, certainly when we spoke, I thought we might be a little bit further on than we are now.